Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective perspective.
That's smart of you, by the way, to put your headphones on like the outside, because otherwise it's like a seatbelt and it crosses your body and it gets really distracting. Like if you're, I don't know, if it like crosses your body, you can't really like, you don't have as much. Oh, you did it on accident?
Yeah, but like I'm perfect, so like why wouldn't it happen like that?
Yeah, true. Yeah. I forgot you don't make mistakes.
No, I don't.
I forgot about that part. Wow. Do you want to hear the first thought that I had when I woke up this morning?
Yeah.
Which like waking up, like the entering like the awakened state of like going from like the dream state to being awake is such a weird state of consciousness. But anyway, for whatever reason, I feel like the first thought that just like happened to come into my mind was that my parents are going to be 60 in 5 years.
You know what? I've never thought about think, because we do think something whenever you first wake up. But like thinking about what I think about, I do not know. You know what I mean? Like, because you have a voice in your head when you're like thinking, but like actually like, you know. What's the word? Writing it down, like what your first thought of the day is. That'd be super interesting.
Yeah, true.
A lot of the time, like, it's just dreams that replay in my head. I don't know what I woke up this. I don't know what I did this morning, though.
That's a good point. You're kind of playing upon
like
a lot of people.
Reality in your head was.
Especially if you're fortunate enough to wake up and not be, like, rushed. Like, you don't just have to rush and be like, oh, I have to get somewhere or I have to do something. And you're able to just sit down and think about life or think about your dreams that just happened. Like that's usually the first 2 minutes of my day, and then I forget the dream in entirety from
then
on.
Do you write them down?
Well, it's funny. I developed a proclivity over like the duration of maybe like let's say like 2 months, something like roughly like that, that I would write down my dreams. And you just look over the camera.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just staring at you.
Weird.
Just staring at you. But I developed this habit of just writing down my dreams, and I realized that you dream a lot more than you actually think you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you actually do dream like pretty much every night, but you just have to get in the habit of not waking up and reaching for your phone or your dick or your toothbrush. I'm just kidding, but you have to get into the habit of like wake up. What did I dream about? And let's write it down. And whenever you do, like you realize you dream a lot. And you realize how fucking weird your dreams are.
I write down my dreams in my notes, like, when I first wake up. If, like, I remember, like, I wake up from a dream and I'm like, that was fucking crazy. Like, I'll, like, get my phone out and start writing in my notes. Because, like, my handwriting, you wouldn't be able to freaking read it. But, like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, what the hell is she talking about? And the thing that's interesting is, like, years later, like, I'll remember splits of that dream like it's a memory. Which is really weird to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did dream about that. It's, like, stored away somewhere in the back of my mind. Like, I just forget about it. But, like, I've literally had dreams, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I dreamt about last Tuesday. I couldn't think of the dream, but, like, that's what it was. It's so weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
What have you learned from writing down your dreams?
I don't know. Like, there's really no storyline to a lot of them. Like, I'm trying to think. Do you ever pull up my phone and look? Like, just scroll through it really fast.
Oh, you write them down on your phone.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's a way more accessible way to do so.
I'm not going to, like, I'm just going to, like, scroll really fast.
Because I kept a journal, and I saw that as such a task to keep a journal by my bed and then write it down physically.
It's too much work. But, like, on my phone,
that's
I just get it out, and I'm just like, and then
how
I'm
did
done.
I, that, that's just, like, it's not like that.
Bitch, I'm just so smart. Like, that's, like, oh. A lot of it's just, like...
Sexual, probably.
No. A lot of them are, like, I've actually had murder dreams before. Like, one... Oh, my God, I had this dream the other night where, like, I was drowning. And that was kind of scary, actually. I remember this dream vividly now. So, for some reason, like, water was, like, rising really high in, like, the place I was at. And so, we were all, like... Everyone from the city was, like, sounds like City of Ember or something. They were all migrating from, like... one area to, like, higher ground. For some reason, there's this tower, and so, like, we all migrated to the top, and then we, like, were watching the water rise. And, like, the people below were, like, getting drowned or whatever, but, like, for some reason, I wasn't scared. I was just like, well, I'm going to die soon. Might as well just, like, prolong my life as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the water rise, rose, whatever the word is. And I remember, like, the water getting to the very top and, like, my back started bending backwards and I was, like, trying to breathe. And then literally my dream ended. Like, I had drowned in my dream. And I was like, this is so hard to breathe. And, like, I just, it ended.
Oh, wow.
It was, it's the first time I've ever had a dream like that. But, like, it was freaking crazy. And I remember I wrote it down because it, like, and I feel like if I write them down, like, I remember them better because it's, like, recollection of, like, the memories, like, imagery in your brain. So.
Because you're kind of reliving them twice.
Mm-hmm.
Replaying it in your mind.
That, oh, yeah, that happened. That happened. That happened.
I'll and tell then, you what. You were talking to me how I find guests before the podcast. Yeah. Like, how I find guests for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that would be dope to seek out. I would have to find this person, like, consciously. But somebody that would be really interesting is, like, a dream translator. You know, yeah. To where, like, you sat, like, if you were sitting down to me telling me this dream, and I'm like, well, actually, it just means that you feel a lot of pressure on you, and you feel suffocated with life.
You should have someone come on here and read your tarot cards, honestly.
I would be open to the experience, but I'd probably find it to be bullshit at the end.
Oh, okay. So are you not, like, in, like, that kind of – I know you're, like, spiritual, but, like, are you into, like, that aspect, like, astrology and, like, tarot card and, like, psychics, or are you kind of
I will say I'm ignorant. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to that. But
you don't know a lot about it.
Tarot cards, I know virtually nothing other than the fact that I was – in between shifts like 2 days ago and I was in Barnes & Noble and some girl was doing tarot cards. Like, can you do them on your own?
You're not supposed to do them to yourself. Like, because...
Or maybe she was playing some card game or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but, like, obviously, like, I don't trust everyone, but I think it's interesting. Like, I take everything with a grain of salt. Like, is that the word? Grain of salt? Grain of sand?
Grain of salt.
Grain of salt. I was right, yeah. And so, but, like... I, like, kind of, like, relate all of the things that I learn and, like, put them, kind of, like, meld them together. So, like, I kind of am, like, into astrology. I'm actually kind of an astrology hoe. Like, I fucking love it. And then I'll meld, like, science parts of it, like, dimensions, and I'll kind of, like, put it together in my head and be like, that makes sense. But, what was I going to tell you? Oh, tarot cards. So I had people read my tarot cards, and, like, I was, like, iffy about it, but, like, the girl who read them, like, first of all, it was my friend the first time. And, like, it was, like, kind of relatable. This is before I, like, got really into, like, spirituality and, like...
So, would you say that tarot cards are kind of, like, an explanation for the personality or sense of self or who you... how you identified to be?
It's kind of like fortune telling. So, like, you, like, draw a card... They, like, draw all these cards, and then they kind of, like, look at them and then distinguish. Like, you'll, like, meditate upon the cards and, like, decide, like, what you want to find out. Like, you can ask a direct question. Most people don't. But, like, you could be, like, will I find true love in 2019? Or you could be, like, love life, just in general, like, a general subject. And, like, the person will kind of, like, look at them and, like, draw them out and then read them based off of, like, the book that they have and, like, how they, like, it's a different interpretation. It's, like, not one set thing. It's, like, how the person interprets it. Which is why I'm like, Abby, the girl who read mine, who I was, like, shook after she read mine, like, she was just, like, a normal chick. Like, she was from St. Louis. But literally everything she said, and maybe it's placebo because, like, I was, like, connecting the dots. But just, like,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that it was placebo because the fact was, like, afterwards, like, it kind of opened my mind to, like, how things were going in my life. Like, because I was able to relate it to my life. So I was like, that's true. Like, I need to make those changes. Like, I never see it as this is going to be the future. I see it more as, like, an evolution of growth and like there's just,
do you think that's the explanation as to why they're always different? Because you're going to get them at different points in time and you're going to be different, like chasing different adversities and different challenges that you're going to be conquering.
Maybe. And I think it's also just based on interpretation. It's kind of interesting to see how someone like views you, like how they read the tarot card is kind of like how they view you. And so,
oh, interesting.
Like someone, like, that's why you kind of want people who are like more like self-aware, I feel like. Cause like, of course, you can, anyone get a set of tarot cards and be like, I read your future, ha ha ha, come to me, like, I'll tell you everything. But, like, maybe they're not, like, because, like, some people can, like, get a read off people really easily. Like, they meet someone, I'm out of breath from talking so much, they meet someone, they can just, like, get a read, like, oh, I understand them, like, this is their intention, this is their motivation, I like them. And then, like, of course, there's the people, like, a few months later, like, being like, I don't like them, and you're like, well, I told you you wouldn't like them, but, like, you know what I mean?
So you can have negative readings as well.
Oh, for sure, they can be fake. Of course they can be fake.
What do you mean fake?
Like the person's just like making shit up.
Oh, okay.
Like I don't, I wouldn't, I don't, like, believe everyone's a psychic. No. No.
Do you believe in psychics?
I don't know. Like, I think there's something to be said about, like, having, like, visions. And, like, I think it's interesting that in, like, other, like, cultures, like, they'll have, like, someone, like, a long-term fortune teller. Like, it's, like, passed in the family. Like, someone who has, like, the gift of vision or something like that. Like, I think it's, like, interesting. And, like, noticing, like, those kind of qualities and, like, people I know and, like, intuitive, like, kind of qualities, and, like, maybe myself a little bit, like, I'm, like, you know, I think it is kind of real, honestly. I don't think it's to the extent that, like, movies make it look like, oh, well, I see this happening in 2 years. I think it's more, like, you kind of just get a vibe for the person's path that they're on right now, but that's open to interpretation, because I don't really know, so that's just, like, where my mind's at.
That was kind of a rant. I would like to meet somebody that's, like, critically acclaimed, like, they've made some pretty drastic,
oh, yeah.
Conclusions about the future and predictions about the future, and they're still correct.
Have you read The Alchemist?
I have. Paulo Coelho.
So I read that book, and ever since then, I want to meet, like, a fortune teller because, you know, he met the fortune teller, and she, like, told him how everything was. And years later, he went back to find her, and, like, I don't remember exactly what the story was, but, like, ever since then, I'm like, you know what? I would love to get my, like, my lifeline read.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a culture that that's, like, actually valued in. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, I don't remember exactly where the book took place. I think it was Egypt area.
I'm trying to think of a good culture to go to. I'm thinking India. India is the country that's coming to mind right now.
Yeah.
That could be, like, way off. Definitely, maybe.
Something middle, like, Eastern. Like, definitely it would be more Eastern. It wouldn't be, like, Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Fortune teller. But, like, I think it'd be interesting.
I actually was driving past a psychic today, and I was just thinking about it. Like, whenever I was driving past, I was like, what would happen if I walked in there? Like,
but would it be fake or real?
I don't know if I'd actually pay for the service, but just to walk in there and have, like, talk to him, I was like, that'd be worth my time. I might do it. I drive past it pretty frequently. It's on my drive to work.
Is it on Glenstone?
It's on Glenstone, yeah.
I know which – it's a psychic on the front. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first time I ever got my cards read – was at this, like, festival, like, Santa, I don't remember. It was in Kansas City. It was in Lee Summit area, but, like, I actually took my ex-boyfriend there with me, and I got my cards read, and he was, like, standing back, and, like, the lady read my cards, and she's like, is that your, like, boyfriend? And I was like, no, I guess not. She's like, well, he's not your true love. Like, you are never going to get married. And I was just like, okay, like, that was fake as fuck, but whatever. Like, that was bullshit. Like, that wasn't real. But, like, I feel like people who are more, like, subjective or, yeah, that's the word. Yes. That's objective. I don't know. Like, the more open, like, they're more open to, like, what could.
Objective.
Objective, yeah. They're more open to, like, what could happen. And so, like, it's not, like, a set in stone, like, past, present, future. I don't know.
I wonder what they're trained on. Because, like, that's going to have a big emotional reaction with you, you know? That's not the person. That person that you think you love right there, that's not the person you're going to love, like, long term. Like,
I didn't believe
you know, like, what if she's, like, what if they're just trained to provoke an emotional reaction or response, like, a certain response, and that's what they, like, thrive off of. Whether it be positive or negative, it doesn't necessarily matter.
I think there is people like that, obviously, but I think there's also, like, people who, have, like, genuinely, like, are intuitive and, like, can kind of feel, like, the vibe of the person.
I love the thought of those people existing.
You don't think that's...
No, I don't know what I think. I don't, because I haven't met them. I haven't met them, so I don't know what I think. I'm really open to the idea of those people existing because I love it.
Not like being a typical fortune teller, but, like, they could just get, like, a vibe. Like, you know people that, like, are very sensitive, like, highly sensitive people that, like, get a vibe off the room? Like, they kind of, like, know how to act.
I mean, I consider myself sensitive to a degree, to, like, so I definitely believe there are, like, intuitive people out there.
So, like, you're in a
but are there future tellers?
That's eh.
Eh.
I don't know.
Eh.
Eh. I don't freaking know, but I think it's interesting. I want more wine.
Yes, absolutely. Can you reach?
Yeah.
That was not me making fun of your arm length either, asking if you can reach.
No, I didn't.
That was a non-sarcastic question.
I didn't even think that. I'm not short.
That was me being genuine, so, okay.
You being a genuine person. Gotcha. I'm just kidding. That's typical.
Well, you said all of that not in the mic, and I didn't hear a word you just said.
Good.
Ouch.
Let's keep going with the conversation.
Ouch.
Keep going.
Keep going? New topic? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, whatever you want to ask. I don't know.
I think it'd be appropriate to go into any experience of somebody reading you or anything with a bit, like at least a dose of skepticism, but not all skepticism, like a balance of skepticism and open-mindedness. Like you gotta be able to play upon both and also like take into consideration all of your fucking biases that are going to be like somebody might be playing upon, maybe you really always wanted to be an athlete and they're like, you know, you're not fulfilling your true quest because you're working at McDonald's right now. And it's like, I'm not fulfilling my true quest. And it's like, I think you might actually be an athlete. And it's like, you're wearing like a shirt, like soccer's life or mm-hmm. something like that. It's like, oh, okay. I think they're right. You know, they're right. I'm going to start training again. I think a pro soccer player is in my future.
Maybe it reaffirms what we already know about ourselves. Like maybe like that's like in the back of our head. Like maybe we know like we should go this way. I guess that goes back to like being intuitive and stuff. Like maybe it just kind of like brings up an idea. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like it like brings up an idea and like we already think that, but like it brings it to the, like the conscious part of our brain, like the tip of the iceberg, and like then we're able to like dissect it and think about it. But yeah.
Wait, bringing what exactly?
Like a desire or a thought or like maybe a truth to our life. Like we know deep down that we should leave that toxic relationship, but like we don't because we don't want to. But like when like that's brought, I don't know, that's like that's a theory. I don't really know if I think that or not, but like maybe it brings it to like the forefront of your brain. Then you're like, yeah, like I need to, I don't know if it like resonates with you. I feel like that means it means something. So if it resonates, like if you're not blindly following things, but if you're like, it resonates with what you think, I feel like that says something about the situation.
So going back to what I was saying earlier, do you think they're trained to like push upon what resonates with you and what doesn't?
I don't know.
Whether it be positive or negative, because if it's getting a response out of you, then they're kind of doing their job in a way.
So is it manipulation or is it like actual like intuition? I don't freaking know.
I bet it's both. I bet it's depending on the individual. I bet it's some people that think they have a gift. I bet it's some people that know they're full of shit. Some people that have convinced, like they know they're full of shit deep down, but they also like they've convinced themselves that they are actually intuitive. And then I bet there are people that actually have some form of a gift. To what degree is it humanly possible to like prognosticate somebody else's future, or like to read somebody and to make predictions about them, or to read somebody and make discoveries about them? Because I've heard of some crazy shit happening with like psychics and whatnot too. So I don't know what I think. I really don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of divided about the topic. I think I'm more so drawn to those topics and like I actually like think, like I know logically like it doesn't like make 100% sense, but like do you think you're based more on logic or emotion? Like are you like led more by your head or like how you feel in your gut?
I would say logic, but I definitely have that gut feeling as well. If I had to put a number on it, I would say it's probably like 60, 65, 40, 35, something like that.
So it's like pretty middle. Actually, I do see that.
It's pretty moderate, but I would say logic is at the forefront, but I'm a big believer in like intuition and like having a feeling, mm-hmm. like having, if I have a strong gut feeling, I will most likely put that idea at the forefront, even if I don't have much of an explanation as to why.
You just know it should be there.
It's just that sense of purpose or meaning or intuition, whatever you want to say. Like existentially, it just feels right to make that decision versus the one that I'm thinking through. Whether that be maybe because I'm supposed to make this mistake, which is going to shape and form who I'm meant to be, and then I can take on life in a more appropriate manner. Like, I usually end up going with that. But if I don't have that, then I think it through with logic, which is with a lot of, like, trivial tasks and just a lot of life in general, you know, you got to think it through logically. But like on like big decisions, I will usually leave that up to my like intuition. But like as far as like Myers-Briggs, I don't know if you've ever fucked around and taken that.
Yeah. What's your Myers-Briggs? It's like an E something.
I think we talked about this.
We did.
ENTJ.
INTJ.
And I was like, I think I was, because N is the intuition versus logic, right? Mm. Or which one? I know logic's on there at some point.
I think it's intuition or sense. No, wait. IE.
Or is it feeler? Feeler versus
that's
intuition?
That's towards the end. So I think it's S.
That's judgment or feeler.
Do you think Myers-Briggs is full of shit or do you think it's true?
I think it's true. I think it's true. I don't think it's the most accurate description of psychological, like, interpretation of the self.
So, okay, so I went to, this morning I had an interview at 2B Well on the east side. It's like this, like, yoga.
He used to meet me on the east side.
Yeah.
East side. Yeah.
That's Halsey, right?
Yeah.
What is it even? I don't know the freaking words, but something.
He used to meet me on the east side. So that I vibe with in that song. And remember your point. I just want to make a little side comment. Something I like about in that song is something about growing up, becoming 23, and then you got pressure to take your life more seriously. And I'm 23, and I was like, yeah, I kind of see that. I'm like, I'm at the point like people like expect a little bit more out of you, you know.
Have you heard the song 22 by Lily Allen?
By who?
Lily Allen. She's British.
No.
It's like talking about like how, I'm not singing it, but when she was 22, yeah, her future looked bright, but she's nearly 30 now and she's out every night. And it's like talking about how like, if you don't have like the typical goal when you're 30 years old, like what the hell are you doing with your life? Like when she was 22, it was okay to do that stuff, but now she's almost 30 now. What? You can't go out. You can't do that.
Mm.
I don't know. It's like a really good song. It's like catchy, but.
And it sounds like it tells a story.
It does, and ooh, she's actually really interesting if you, like, watch music videos. She's kind of, it's, like, from, like, 2010, maybe. Like, it's, like, a little bit ago, but, like.
Lily Allen?
Lily Allen, yeah.
Lily Allen?
She looks like Katy Perry.
Oh, really?
Like, a shorter version of Katy, but she's British. And, but, like, she has dark hair, like, big blue eyes, like.
I'm a huge fan of Katy Perry and her boobs.
Katy Perry's hot.
Yeah, she is. You just spilled that out yourself.
I don't know what I was doing right there. I think I was like distracted, you know?
Well, you started thinking about Katy Perry's boobs.
Yeah, I was like, I have to touch my boobs right now. Like, that's fucking crazy.
I think Katy Perry has really religious parents, apparently. Mm-hmm. Which kind of blew my mind, because I'm like, she kind of pushes the boundary. I was like, I like that.
But her, like, I don't want to say label. Her, like, brand's kind of changing now because she's not dark-haired anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people associate, like, dark-haired, blue-eyed Katy Perry with, like, different than, like, this blonde Katy Perry that's out. Like, not no shade. Just, like, when I think Katy Perry, I think, like, what's it called? The album with Teenage Dream on it where it's, like, cotton candy and, like, the clouds and she's, like, naked and she, like.
She's a little less mainstream but still kind of mainstream almost.
And now she's, like, completely mainstream, I feel like. It's kind of like Taylor Swift, too. Like, when Taylor Swift.
Oh, you think she's more mainstream now?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Like, I think maybe.
I feel like she's less.
Her music's not as popular, I feel like, but now I feel like it sounds like everybody else's music, which is why I don't necessarily like it that much. Like, I don't dislike it, but, like, I feel like her songs back on that album, like, I don't know, when was that, like, 2010 or 11 or 12? I don't remember, like, 5 or 6 years ago. Like,
I Kissed a Girl, Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream, and, like, that album with, like, Peacock, Teenage Dream, Downlit Circle,
California
Dream.
Girls.
Yeah, like, that album, I feel like that's what I think of when I think of Katy Perry. I think it was, like, it was really
that's
popular on the radio.
Well.
It was, like, popular, but it was, like, it had, like, a meaning to the song, and, like, now I just, like, I can't get into her music, and I don't know why.
What's that new song with her? I was watching the video at the gym today, actually. I mean, I glanced at it. I wasn't, like, consciously
you're, like,
watching it.
You're, like, working out on the treadmill, like.
Let's go, Katy. Yeah, Katy. You're killing that video.
You go, Katy.
You go, Katy.
Katy, go. Okay, I'm trying to think. Something like Never Really Over, that song.
I think that's it, yeah.
Never really. I just, like, didn't fucking like that song. I feel like the music. I'm really big on, like, a beat in a song. Like, kind of like Taylor Swift's new stuff. Like, her song with, what's his name? Panic
at the Disco guy.
I don't like that song. It sounds like a fucking Disney song.
It's really mainstream, in my
like
opinion.
Like Katy Perry now.
And there's something about mainstream that's, like, brainwashing to me.
It's just like mind numbing. Like
it's mind numbing's a great word. Sorry to interrupt you. That was fantastic wording. Just incredible wording that you just used. That was like the wording behind, like the semantics behind that. It's just like it sent such positive vibes my way.
You're like,
I was
oh my god, like my mouth is tingling right now. Like
it's so fitting.
Oh my god, yes. No, it's like mind numbing. Like when I listen to music like that, I'm like, oh, haha, I vibe to this, and I'm like, what the who is this? What is this about? And then I have to like actually listen to the words to figure out what it's about. Because I like a song and like I feel like it's not mind numbing and like I can actually like distinguish the meaning like before like actually listening to the words like based on the music. But I feel like it's like this typical pop tune and then it's like never really over. Like it's supposed to be like heart emotional, but like I don't feel emotional right now. I feel brain dead. Like what are you talking about, Katie? What?
I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Yeah. I mean, they're kind of talking about an emotional topic, but it's written in like a really mind-numbing way, really repetitive. Something, it's like it's a sound you've heard it before, and it's not really like challenging your brain to like try different sounds or different I don't know different interpretations of music.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm just thinking right now.
Same. I've never really thought much on this.
No, like when I just said that, like, do you ever like talk and you like in a conversation like this, like thought comes and you're like, that's why. Like, I don't want to say epiphany because it's not that deep, but like, that's why. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, completely. This is like a basic thing to think about.
Maybe
but,
like the wording for that in English class is the aha moment.
Oh yeah.
The aha moment.
I get it now. No, like yeah, completely the aha moment. Like you're like, oh, that was like literally so simple, but like. Why the fuck couldn't I think about it?
There apparently, and I need to learn this guy's name because I brought him up on another podcast, but there are about two individuals that are worth like multi-millions. They might even be billionaires. These guys are worth a fat check, like a fat check. And they've written songs for like two people, majority of pop artists. And if you really think about it, like, Taylor Swift, she's a brand. She's a brand. Like, who she is, she's a brand. She's the singer. She's the one in the music videos. But how many other people are going into her music? You know? I mean, like, obviously, it makes sense to me. It's not the most, like, esoteric thought to think Taylor Swift is filming this music video and she needs, like, a camera crew. She needs, like, a makeup artist. She needs somebody on stage that's going to maybe like set the stage. She needs like a lot of people to perform the actual music video, but how many people are going into her writing, like the writing of the lyrics? How many people are going into the production quality?
Like her face is on it, but like, is that her expression? No.
Like, she's probably getting the largest percentage of the Taylor Swift brand, but like, how much
Taylor is in Taylor.
Exactly.
It's not all Taylor.
And that's the thing about pop music. I feel like if you want to go pop, you got to lose a little bit of what you actually want to go.
See, Halsey, do you listen to Halsey?
That I don't feel like she's lost that.
No,
that's
I
the thing
like,
about Halsey.
I feel like she's kept it. I'd like to know what her sign is, actually.
I feel like Khalid's kind of that way, too.
Khalid is that way. Like, there's
like they're
like
more real. Chance is kind of pop.
They kind of keep their, like, their vibe and their aesthetic going.
Like, I don't feel like Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Kesha.
Kesha definitely lost it.
Taylor Swift. Like, all these people. They're so fucking mainstream.
Because if you think
me.
About it, like, their first album that comes out, like, yeah, of course people change over time. Like, your music taste is going to change. But, like, I feel like that first album, like, kind of expresses, like, what you were thinking about inside at the time. Because, like, that was before there was a – maybe there was a producer. But, like, let's say there wasn't – like, Taylor Swift's first album, for example. Like, there was a producer, but, like, it was, like, her wrote those songs. She wrote those songs and, like – that was how her brain thought, and that was the music that she wanted to go with it. And it's, like, now, like, it's still her, but, like, that's not her like, maybe it's her thoughts, but, like, those aren't her, like, pure thoughts. And, like, same with, like, first album of, like, Lil Wayne or something. Like, that's how he thought. That's how his music came out. But, like, now it's not that way. And, like, it's not, it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that, like, that's not their authentic, like, how their brain, like, naturally works. So, like, that's why I, like, really respect artists who, like, I don't know. Of course, Halsey has, like, her, you know, her crew or whatever, but I think it's interesting that she, like, writes about, like, the same subject, and, like, she kind of, like, transforms each song into, like, a different thing. And she will, like, talk about her emotions too. Like, she'll be able to relate song. I don't know. It's very interesting to me.
Apparently, Halsey identifies as tri-bi. Like, bisexual, bilingual, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And bipolar as well.
Tri-bi. I have not heard that.
She had, I think she, like, threw, like, coined that term, or somebody coined it about her, and she, like,
was like, I love that.
She accepted it for a little bit, but then later rejected it, which I found interesting.
Yeah.
That is a really interesting, like, thought. Bisexual, bipolar, and
yeah.
I don't know if bilingual was it. Maybe it's,
it was bilingual. I actually,
oh, really?
I remember, like, I just said I don't, haven't thought about that, but, like, I remember hearing this now in, like, an interview that, like, I was just thinking about.
Mm.
And she brought up, like, bilingual or whatever. I don't know what.
I wonder what language.
Yeah, I don't know, but no, in the interview it was interesting. She was talking about how, like, her albums have, like, been different, like, stages of her life, and, like, this first one, you remember, it was, like, the song, like, Colors, like, it was kind of, like, softer, like, it wasn't soft, but it was, like, I'm heading straight for the castle, like, very, like, chill. And then, like, her second one was more, like, there was some more, and, like, they were all about the same thing, but, like, they were legit, like, phases of her life, and, like, they kind of represent a different phase of her life. That was a complete rant right now. It's the wine, too, I'm pretty sure.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I think that's a really appealing aspect of any artist, like, mm-hmm. any form of creativity, that authenticity and also the evolution of, like, that individual.
Yeah. And, like, she, like, owns it. She's like, yeah, my fans love, like, I don't care if they don't like it. Like, I'm going to do this music, and, like, they just kind of accept my changes. And, like, plus she changes her appearance a lot, too. So, like, it's, like, she never looks the same. Like, Lady Gaga, blonde hair, bangs. That's how I think of Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
Might switch her hair color up, but.
But, like, when I think Lady Gaga, I think bleached blonde. When I think Katy Perry, I think dark hair. And, like, Halsey, like, doesn't have, like, one uniform. It's her name. It's not her appearance, because, like, she changes her appearance so much. Like, in my mind, like, I don't associate Halsey with, like, a certain look. I don't know.
I get that. And it's cool because some artists you can kind of grow with, and you can start with them, and it's like, I really like who this person is. And then as you grow, they kind of grow, and then they change and you change, and then they might completely switch up who they are. And you're like, you kind of come to a roadblock. You're like, do I still like them? Are they still kind of like one of my favorites, or are they somebody I used to like? And at that point, I mean, it's kind of difficult. Like, that's how Lil Wayne was for me. I used to love Lil Wayne, but now it's like, I pretty much never listen to Lil Wayne. Like, he'll make a song every few years that I'm like, hell yeah. But for the most part, I don't really listen to him.
His old mixtape stuff, though, I freaking like it. Like, it's like 2000, like, okay, honestly, like, I low-key love, like, rap and hip-hop from, like, early 2000s to, like, 2011. Like, I think that's the shit.
I think so, too.
But anything after, I'm like, hit or miss, but, like, anything, honestly, from, like, that time period, like, hell yeah. Let's go, man.
That's probably my go-to music.
Oh, for sure. And, like, people, it's, like, kind of embarrassing because, like, I'm that bitch who will, like, turn on stuff in the car and people are like, you like this song? And I'm like,
it's, like, still?
Yeah, like, I love Gorilla Zoe.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
What's that?
He sings Echo. It's, like, from, like, probably, like, when I was
I'm thinking
sixth
of somebody
grade.
Different.
T.I. I love T.I.
T.I. is fantastic.
Fuck yeah.
What's the song with Christina Aguilera, Castle Walls? What's that album? No Mercy? Have you heard that one?
I probably have, but I can't picture it.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
You know, like, old Christina, like, Fergie. Like, just like that.
Fergie,
like,
Ferg?
Not even just, like, hip-hop, but, like, pop from, like, 1999 to, like, 2012.
What also has that, like, connection. It has that connection to your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, kind of, and I mean, you might even, like, associate it with your, with times that you had less troubles, or maybe what you're going through in your life was more innocent, or.
You're probably right, actually.
It was just easier, or maybe you just like that point in life for whatever reason. I feel like everybody kind of has a bias towards their own early upbringing.
Because my parents love music from, like, their junior high years.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep burping. This is so bad.
Oh, you're fine.
But, like, I mean, I wouldn't vibe with that. I mean, like, I like it, but, like, I don't vibe with it. I guess it is songs that we vibe with. Because, like, if you think about it, like, people who love a song, like, even if you don't like it, like, they love it because it was, like, a part of their childhood or was a part of, like, a TV show they used to watch or something. Like, for example, ABBA. You know who ABBA is?
I'm not familiar.
From my head, I always think everyone knows who ABBA is. Because, like, for me, when I was a kid, like, that was, like, the thing. Like, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Dancing Queen. You probably would recognize their music.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, ABBA. So like,
sounds like a boob injection. Like if it, like if you were gonna say like the is it silicone? Is that what they put in boobs? Silicone. Okay.
Yeah.
You
got it.
If they were like, hey, what's this little flubbery boob mechanism?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ABBA. That's what that is.
I'm freaking dead.
That's ABBA that you put inside your tits.
Yeah, like, but no, my dad always played my dad always played 80s dance music, and so, like, I associate ABBA with, like, my childhood, so, like, I remember ABBA, I'm like, yeah, but no one else knows who the fucking ABBA is. They're like, oh, I like the Beatles. I'm like, I've never even heard the fucking Beatles. Shoot me. But, like, literally, like, I didn't listen to that when I was growing up, so.
Turn behind you. Right there. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Like, I've, like, learned to appreciate it now because, like, but I don't associate it with, like, an early time in my life because, like, I didn't. Like, I associate, like, ABBA, Falco, Men at Work. Like, that's what my dad and my mom played when I was growing up. Celine Dion, Kelly Clarkson, like, those kind of. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Like, actually, now that you bring that up, that's, like, completely what I think about. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. Disassociations.
It's about association because, like, certain songs I'll listen to, I'll be like, this reminds me of summer of my sophomore year, or this reminds me of fall of my, like, senior year, or this reminds me of when I went to Greece, or this reminds me of this, and I'm like, it brings back those emotions. So, like, I won't listen to certain songs if I'm feeling a certain way because I'm like, that just reminds me of that. It's really weird.
That is really interesting.
Do you have songs like that, like, you listen to and you're like, this reminds me of my freshman year of high school?
Well, people think I'm a psychopath because I'm really good at, and it's not even I'm good at it. I just remember what I was going through at that point in time. It's also events. It's not just songs, but not a psychopath. But they think I'm like a freak. You know, at least
like emotional or like detached from emotion.
No, they'll think I'm a freak because I'm able to remember like things randomly like this. So like they'll be like for example, Lil Wayne, Lollipop. That was like the first big Lil Wayne song, and that would have been
Lollipop.
That would have been, okay, I can't remember that far back, but that was either,
like, for me, it was
that
like
was 08, I feel like that was 0,
grade.
Yeah,
so
same.
Been like 7th or 8th or,
I think it was 6th grade for me, because I remember so I being in a hotel room, and it was on a soccer team I left in 6th grade, on my MySpace page.
You had a MySpace?
And I was looking at this hot girl, this girl that I thought was so hot at the time, and her profile song was the same as mine, Lollipop by Lil Wayne, and I was mind blown. I'm like, this girl's profile song is the exact same as mine. Maybe I can slide in those messages. DMs didn't exist yet.
In fifth grade? Ooh.
No, I don't think I tried it, but me and my friend used to always talk about how hot this girl was. And but yeah, it would have been sixth grade. So it would have been either fall or spring of sixth grade, but I remember it coming out in 08. But, like, okay, better example is, like, I don't know, Alejandro, that song by Lady Gaga.
Ooh, that song reminds me of 7th grade.
Really?
I was obsessed with Alejandro, like, 7th and 8th grade. That song.
Wait, what year did you graduate high school?
16.
Okay, that would have been my 14? Freshman year of high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came out the fall because it was at my homecoming.
Really?
They played at my homecoming, and I had a friend named Alejandro who was on my soccer team.
Like, for example, Fetty Wap, Trap Queen reminds me of my summer, 4th of July, after my junior year of high school. And I remember being drunk at this, like, party or whatever, and, like, that just reminds me of, like, that time. So when I listen to that, I'm just like, it, like, ignites a vibe from, like, that time, and, like, maybe I don't like it now, but, like, that's what I associate it with. So, like, certain songs remind me of, like, breakups, certain songs remind me of, like, death, and, like, like going through like a funeral, like when I was in Washington. I don't know, just like things like that.
So let me ask you this. Like, are you able to listen to a song that has a negative memory and still like enjoy it?
No.
Really?
I can't. Like, I'm trying to actually not think about it. Yeah, no. This song. This song called It Is What It Is by Lifehouse. I cannot listen to it unless I'm in a certain mood. Like, I love that song. It's beautiful. But when I first listened to it, I associated it with like my first ever boyfriend and my breakup. I was so devastated over this fucking dude. And like now when I listen to it, like it just reminds me of like 15-year-old Anna, like what she went through that summer. And like that's the song I listened to like during that breakup. So like I can listen to it, it'll just like remind me of those memories. So if I'm feeling like real shitty, like I can't listen to that song. Like I couldn't listen to it like out of like on a good day when I'm like happy, because I'd be like, that song doesn't ignite that vibe. Like I can't. Do you have that too? Or
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like
I don't have a ton of songs that like I can't listen to, that I literally just like can't listen to, because they're like they'll remind me. And it's really interesting how linked association and memory and emotion are. Mm-hmm. Like the association of that emotion to that memory. I feel like the three like just go together.
And when you think of a memory and like the song, like do you think of like a picture in your head too of like a time, like you during?
Okay. Usually a very specific memory.
Yes. Okay. So I'm gonna talk about myself again, but the phrase.
Jesus.
Oh my God, this girl's
a narcissist. She's a narcissist.
I like, legit worry about that though. Anyways,
I always try to defeat my narcissism. Yeah. I try, but I probably fall short.
The song Hold My Hand by The Fray, I think. Okay, Love Don't Die. Who sings that song?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Love Don't Die. Mm-hmm. Ah, you know?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I think it's The Fray, but, like, Hold My Hand reminds me of, like, the summer of 2014. I remember, like, driving in my car, like, by Target in my hometown. Like, that's what I picture on that fucking road. Like, that time in my car where I'm, like, this song reminds me of this. It's so weird.
Interesting. Summer reminds you of that one moment, or?
That just song reminds me of that one moment in my car. That's what I associate that summer with. So, like, the summer I associate with, like.
And it's random. It's so, like, arbitrary. Like your mind's just like, oh, this moment right here. It's like, why this moment? Why? Exactly. Hey, let's talk this through. Why this fucking moment? What's so significant about this moment?
Is there a moment that you remember that you're like, I remember how I felt in that moment, the song I was listening to, maybe the person you were dating. Like, is there like a moment where you're like, that I remember like being me in that moment?
Especially whenever there's music kind of entangled to that moment? Absolutely.
What's the song?
Music takes me back more than anything. It's crazy how it does that. But as far as... I don't know. I feel like I could think back on things, you know, just think back on something and be able to recall it. I mean, like whenever you said summer 2014, so that kind of triggered some thoughts in my head. And like, I definitely had some very, just random moments that came to mind. Like, I mean, I could elaborate, but long story short, I did have random memories that came into my mind, like some things that I was going through or some things that I was doing at that point in life. The World Cup was extremely prevalent. That was like a huge part of that summer for me. So, yeah, right?
You know what would be a cool video? Or I mean, podcast or whatever? You play like old songs and like you guys talk about, like you listen to part of it and you talk about like what you think about. You have to be like a certain kind of person to do that kind of video, but I think that'd be really freaking cool because everyone has like a different memory associated with that song.
I like that idea.
You should, if you do it, like invite me because
I like that.
Because I legit would do that. Like, I think that's, like, I'm thinking of certain songs. I'm like, you know, I could talk about this song.
You know what? Like, it would require Wi-Fi, which I'm getting tomorrow, which I have not
you
had
don't have Wi-Fi?
All fucking summer.
What have you been using? Like, the,
which,
like,
by the way,
on your phone?
Yes, living without Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's expensive.
Leads you to living with, like, only the relying on data. And then you run out of data because you're too dependent on it. And then you're fucking stuck. And you realize it's a blessing. It's a blessing to not have something because you're like, wow, I really need Wi-Fi. Like, I would really like to have Wi-Fi is a better word to say it. And I don't know. You realize how dependent you really are on Wi-Fi. And I know I like to, like, research random shit all the time. And I haven't been able to for, like, a week. And it's really annoying.
You're frustrated.
Oh, absolutely.
When I was in Greece, I racked up, like, a $500 phone bill.
You told me about that. That's crazy. From data?
From data.
From international fees or just data in general?
Because I don't remember exactly what happened. Honestly, I must have been being, like, a selfish bitch and I just, like, getting on my phone. But I don't think that's what happened. I think, like, I literally thought I was attached to Wi-Fi. But, like, I also had my, like, roaming on. So, like.
Were you getting good internet?
I'd be attached to Wi-Fi, but then I had my roaming on. So, like, I thought I was, but really I think it was just the roaming, like, pushing it up an extra notch. I don't really know how technology works. That's not who I am. Like, I just don't understand it. But, like, literally, with my, actually, it was 900 total with my sister there also. So, like, a 900.
So, you guys were both making the same mistake.
We freaking racked a $900 phone bill. What the fuck? Are we dumb? And we were on our phones. It was just, like, the international fees. It was, like, calling people, like, oh, Wi-Fi won't work. Let me just turn my roaming on. Like, it was just stupid, selfish shit like that. But, like, $900. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt so.
Do you think it was your carrier?
It was AT&T. So, honestly, fuck AT&T. It might have been. Because the guy told us that we could FaceTime and there wouldn't be an issue. But then I used FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly got a $900 phone bill. What so, like, the fuck? It was probably my fault, but, like, I literally, like, thought I was taking all the precautions necessary to, like, because, like, when I went to China a few years ago, like, fuck, I didn't have any issues with, like, international fees. I didn't get charged $900 in a month, but, like, I mean, I guess I was there longer in Greece, and, like, it was more, like, on my own time, but, like, I don't know how I would have racked. I wasn't on my phone 24/7. Like, I don't know how that would have happened.
Unless, that's ridiculous.
You know,
and I could be wrong, but I've talked to a fair amount of people, and they haven't had any problems with, like, phone bills. But at the same time, I was watching, like, some travel vlogs, and they said that they racked up, like, $5,000 or, like, something.
Yeah,
it was in the thousands, whatever it was.
Turn your roaming off when you go.
What do you just turn off data, or what the fuck is that? Roaming?
Roaming. So, like,
I don't even know if I have that.
You do have it. So, this button, turn that off.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, that's, like, your roaming, like, for cellular data. So, like, if that's off, like, you can't receive text. I mean, you could, but, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I'm not technology-minded.
So, through iMessage, you can't receive text if you turn it off?
Yeah, if it's, like, a text
message. Should I keep it off now?
I mean, do you want iMessage?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, so I'll turn. Don't take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, grain of sand, grain of sugar. I don't freaking know. Like, just take it, because, like, I don't know. Like, at the
yeah,
same
I want to bring it
up. And then bring it up. You know, I actually kind of enjoy this a little bit.
You're liking the headphones.
I like the headphones.
You like the headphones.
It's kind of like being in, like, an altered state of, like, this sounds so weird, but, like, you're able to process what you're saying differently because, like, you hear it a second time. I'm probably tipsy saying that, but, like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
you sound like a hippie piece of shit. That's what you sound like.
Do I really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally messing with you. But, seriously.
Like, I do sometimes.
But no, I...